Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, before we get into today's entitled parent stories, I just want to thank you guys so much for going and buying my custom face mask. As you can see on screen, guys, a lot of you have been loving this design. It's crazy to think how much we've raised for charity already. So yeah, if you haven't yet picked one up, the link is in the description, the pinned comment, and behind the I button right now. Go and get one whilst you still can. Entitled Mum tried to hoard Costco toilet paper and gets just desserts. Longtime fan of the sub, but was too busy to post until now. These events happened during the height of the crazed toilet paper famine around 2 weeks after Chinese New Year's. My mum and I were going to get supplies, only to find that the toilet paper section has been picked clean. Not a big deal, we didn't have high hopes anyway. We wander over to the checkpoint when we suddenly spot an entitled mum. Now, this entitled mum and her son, I think, have two shopping carts absolutely filled with toilet paper. One hand pushing the cart and the other holding her iPhone, gossiping away as per. Now, it is important to mention that my mother is usually an anxious, quiet woman. Living as a Chinese-speaking immigrant in a white American neighborhood, she has gotten even more nervous due to the coronavirus. However, realizing that the woman is also jabbering on the phone in Chinese, her face lights up. My mother says, in Chinese, "Hello, miss, I wish you a happy New Year's. It's so nice to see you in our community. I'm sure you didn't get a chance to see, but there is a one toilet paper package per customer. Easy mistake, but let us band together to work hard for our community. We must take care of each other." The entitled mum, not bothering to put down the phone, just basically yells, "Huh? You're talking to me? Mind your own business, you female dog. If you're too stupid to take advantage, don't whine. Don't pretend we're friends just because you're too fat to waddle your way over to the toilet paper aisle." The entitled mum proceeds to gently shove our cart with hers and cut in front of us in line. At this point, my mum is flushed with embarrassment and quietly shuffles into the long checkout line. Approximately 45 minutes later, the entitled mum reaches the checkout. The overworked clerk just sighs. "Oh, mum, it's a two per people rule. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to put all of them back and get to the back of the line." "What? Says who? There aren't signs anywhere. No one says anything. If you have a rule, tell people. Don't just make it up and cheat your paying customers." The clerk just sighs and begins to take her cart away, much to the entitled mum squawking. He starts waving the customers in line over to scavenge from the pile. My mum shuffles over a bit. She looks the entitled mum dead in the eye and, without blinking, plucks the shiniest toilet paper roll of the bunch. In a stroke of either pettiness or awkward politeness, my mum says a common Chinese New Year's phrase, "May peace bring well to you." We quickly scuttle away from the entitled mum's wrath with her prized toilet paper. To this day, my mum denies any sort of pettiness sentiment and simply states she was being polite to a neighbour. Well, whether your mum admits it or not, I'm pretty sure there was a little bit of pettiness in there, but dang, it was deserved. The irony of that sentence as well, "May peace bring wealth to you," that's so perfect. You get it because she's not getting wealth because she was probably going to sell on those toilet rolls, I imagine, or just use them for herself. She actually left with not that many at all. On the whole though, this is just a total Karen move. I want to know what issues she might have in her life that makes her think she needs two carts. Two whole carts of toilet paper. You never even need that. That would last you, I don't know, like over a year? Why? Guys, comment down below. How many rolls of toilet paper do you use per week? I'm really interested. Maybe don't comment that. But anyway, let's move on to our next story. Entitled Mum spits in my face when I won't accept her counterfeit money. I was doing my usual thing, working the electronics section at my job, helping customers as best I could, and doing my best not to get fired for being on my phone, when this mum and her daughter came up asking to get one of the few Nintendo Switches we had left, along with a copy of Animal Crossing. I pulled it out for them and brought them to the register, and the total came out to just under $400. The mother, henceforth to be referred to as the entitled mum, hands me four $100 bills, and this is where the problem started. Recently, the store I work at had a massive issue with counterfeit bills, so now the new store policy is to run any bill over $20 through this machine. Now, this machine tests it and determines if it's legitimate or not. In the event that the machine determines them to be fake, we're ordered to call a manager down right away, and under no circumstances are we to give the money back. I already had some small red flags going off, since these bills felt way too much like regular paper. But when I started to run the bills through the machine, the entitled mum started demanding to know what I was doing, which set off another red flag in my brain. I let her know what I was doing, and she got very defensive right away, telling me how the bills were real and how she had just picked them up from the bank. When I told her that it was store policy, she got very irritated and told me to hurry up and looked really jumpy. She was just constantly looking around and swaying back and forth like she was on something. I ended up running all the bills at least 5 times each, and every time the machine said they failed whatever authenticity check it ran on them. At that point, I started following store policy, and I called the manager down, while trying to play it off like it's just a simple glitch we need fixed. I guess she got spooked by that, because she immediately demanded I give her her money back, saying how she'll go somewhere else. When I told her I couldn't, she went into full Karen meltdown mode, pulling out her phone to record me, demanding to tell her my full name, and worst of all, she kept insinuating that I was treating her this way because she was a person of color. For whatever reason, the manager was taking forever to come down, and things were only getting worse as the entitled mum continued to make more of a scene, when, out of nowhere, she tried reaching over the counter to grab the Switch. I managed to pull it out of her reach just in time and got on the walkie to call security, when all of a sudden, she spits in my face and calls me a blank. She then storms out of the store with her kid, who was screaming and crying. Maybe 5 minutes later, the manager comes down and I get to explain what happened. He ran the bills through the machine and got the same result of all of them failing, and maybe half an hour later, I was giving a statement to some rather disinterested looking cops. I called my boss after that, and she said I could go home a few hours early if I wanted to, which I took her up on. I got home, took a couple showers, and thought I'd share how my trashy day went. I mean, usually, I guess if you're using counterfeit money and the clerk clearly knows it's counterfeit money, having run it through the machine, you'd probably think to yourself, you know what, I'm just gonna dip real quick before they call the police. But no, ladies and gents, as you may well have clocked, this is entitled parents, and entitled parents, they don't settle for that. No, an entitled parent must try, reach over the counter, and steal the item they're not gonna pay for. It's just, that logic is so bad. I feel like in their head, they're like, if I'm going down, I might as well get a Switch at the same time. So weird. Now moving on to our final story. Entitled mum abandons her child at a camp she didn't sign up for and tells me to send another kid home so he can stay. To preface this story, I teach gymnastics in a very affluent part of a very, very big city in Southern California. You know the one. Most of the kids I work with are either Russian or Israeli and speak Russian or Hebrew. I've encountered a lot of entitled parents in my time at this gym, most of them irritating and not worth posting about. But there's one Russian mum who was absolutely off her rocker. My boss has some experience with her and doesn't put up with her BS. Every school holiday, we have day camps where roughly 30 kids come to the gym and we play games, practice gymnastics, generally F around. Our camps are really popular and usually fill up at least a week in advance. Additionally, we allow parents to use their kids' missed classes / makeups as credit towards a day of camp for a reduced rate. This particular day of camp, I was working at the front desk and we were slammed. I'd already turned multiple walk-ins away because we were over capacity for USAG regulations, which is in violation of our insurance policy. Around 2 hours after camp started, about 11 a.m, a kid walks into the front door by himself. This is weird for two reasons. One, because parents are supposed to come inside and sign their kids in and out. And two, because an entitled mum sent us an email the night before that explicitly instructed us not to enroll the kid in camp and not to charge her card. So I asked the poor kid, who is the kid of the entitled parent, to run outside and ask his mum to please come in so I can sort things out. He opens the door, yells back and forth with her in Russian for a bit, and closes the door. Then the entitled mum drives away. The kid then tells me that the entitled mum is going to call me. Great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is how the most insane phone conversation of my life went. The entitled mum rang me from an anonymous number, might I add. What? Hi, I just wanted to speak with you because I'm a bit confused. Last night, you sent us an email instructing us not to enroll your kid in camp. Yes, because last time you enrolled him, you charged my card $65 one day of camp, and you stole my money. Mom, that is how much one full day of camp costs. I'm going to have to ask you to come pick up your son because we're at capacity for the day. No, there's no way your camp is full. I unenrolled him last night when I sent you the email. Yes, and we had a walk-in this morning that took his spot. No, I sent that email at 10 last night. There's no way your camp is full between now and then. Actually, we had the last spots taken by a few walk-ins this morning, so we are full. You can't just drop your son off here without paying after instructing us not to enroll him. There's no way your camp is full. I sent that email at 10 last night. Cue 5 full minutes of me trying to explain to her how spots are limited, and when she gave up her kid's spots, it became available for the first person to walk in. And now eventually she does seem to get it. Okay, that makes sense. Well, you just have to call one of those other parents and tell them you made a mistake and they need to come get their child. Because my kid is special and has been taking classes there for a while, and he deserves it. Excuse me? That's not how this works. Your kid lost his spot when you told us to unenroll him. But my kid deserves to be there. He's more important than the other kids and has been there longer. So you can call their parents and tell them you made a mistake. No, you need to come get your child. But I made plans! Yeah, that's the root of it all. That is the real reason why she's complaining, I promise you. I'm sorry, but we don't have room for him because you specifically told us not to enroll him. Because last time you stole from me. You took $65 from me. I work hard for my $65. No, that's how much one day of camp costs. No, I wanted to use makeups and you charged my card $65 and stole from me. Mom, we don't know you want to use makeups unless you come in and tell us. Most people just use them for another class. That makes sense. Silence. Yes, I'm going to need you to come pick your kid up now. But I have to work. I thought she made plans. I understand that, but we don't have room for your kid. It's against USAG regulations for us to take him. So look, you can either come get him or I can have my boss call you. No, I don't want to talk to your boss. Then you need to come and get your kid. I can't, I have to work. Fine, I'll have my boss call you. But I don't want to talk to your boss. Look, either you come get your kid or I can have my boss call you. I don't want to talk to your boss. Okay, this conversation is unproductive. I'll have my boss call you. I hung up and called my boss as promised. Her kids still come to class, but she's banned from bringing them to camp unless she walks them in and pays at the beginning of the day. She still constantly brings them in an hour before our half day starts and asks me if I'll be charging her for a half day instead of full. And I always politely tell her that no, I'll be charging her for the full day. Now she just speaks to her kids in Russian and has them talk to me for her. In the interest of being completely fair, guys, I'm gonna say that perhaps this lady is not entitled, but is just confused. Maybe I'm letting her off here, and let me know if I am, but it does sound as if she does eventually get it with enough explaining. I don't know, I'm kind of wavering towards the fact that I might be wrong there. She does sound pretty entitled in this story, I'm not gonna lie. The reason why I'm saying this is because OP has said that it's a very affluent area, and she does just sound like a foreign mum, someone that doesn't really understand, maybe doesn't speak the language that well. If it is an affluent area, she's probably not gonna need the money that she would save, so I don't know why she'd be complaining about that. Guys, you gotta let me know if I'm wrong here, but I'm gonna let her off on this one. I think this might be one of the first times I've ever done that. I'm gonna say this entitled parent may not be that entitled. And yeah, I know you're all gonna abuse me in the comments saying you absolute idiot. Clearly she's entitled. Did you not just read what you just read out? Let me off on this one. I might be right, you never know. Anyway, guys, that is gonna be the end of this episode of Entitled Parents. I really hope you did enjoy it. If you want more, there's more on the screen right now, right next to the subscribe button. You actually have to press it or you hate me. your choice. Do you hate me or do you want to subscribe? It's either of the two. You better choose the right one. Anyway, also, if you want a face mask, guys, as I said in the intro, you've been absolutely smashing the sales. It's kind of mad. We're going to raise a lot of money for charity. Yeah, the link is down below. Go and pick one up, raise some money for charity. Just help everyone out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.